A community's centennial celebration is a major event, no matter where you are. With Talkeetna's centennial approaching, I sat down with Sue Dio, site manager for the Talkeetna Historical Society Museum, and Historical Society board member Laura Wright to talk about what's being planned. One of my first questions was why 1916 was chosen. Talkeetna's not incorporated, so it doesn't really have an official founding date. Sue Dio says that 1916 was a very significant year for what would become Talkeetna as we know it today.
By 1916, there was a lot of activity in town. There was a sawmill and a trading post and a general store and an imperial cigar store. There was a lot of activity, and people had actually built their houses.
In addition, 1916 marked the opening of Talkeetna's first post office. Over the 100 years since then, the community has grown and changed. While the Talkeetna Historical Society has many records and photographs over that time, there's no single repository of all available history. As part of the plan for Talkeetna's centennial, Sue Dio says the Historical Society would like to change that by inviting the community to help build as complete a timeline as possible.
And it came out of just discussions and people saying, well, how in the world are we going to plan all this stuff? Let's have this timeline party so everybody understands what happened when. You know, what was happening 4,000 years ago? What happened in 1916?
The timeline party will be held on January 17th at Northern Susitna Institute. Everyone with knowledge of the area's history and those who want to learn more about it is invited. Butcher paper will line the walls separated into decades. Laura Wright says that all memories of stories and events are welcome.
People are going to come in and they're going to write, yep, I came here in 57 and, you know.
And I remember whatever.
Whatever little nugget or person that they remember, you know, that was so.
An event.
They say, I knew Frank Jenkins or, you know, or Adolf Missouri or whoever they knew, and maybe a little tidbit that would help us to compile that.
For those who can't make it to the party, the Talkeetna Historical Society is also accepting submissions through its Facebook page. You can find the entire recording of this week's Sioux Valley Voice, including more discussion of Talkeetna's centennial celebration, at our website, ktna.org. For KTNA, I'm Philip Manning.